Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Now here at BMI, we have missionaries named Johnson serving all around the world. We have a family in Japan. We have a family in Ecuador. We have a bunch of Johnsons who live and work down in Brazil. But today I want to tell you about Eric Johnson and his wife Holly and their children Ashley, Zach, Tyler, and Lauren. And they've been serving for a long time now and doing a great job down in the Dominican Republic. Brother Eric says, in late January, we had the great honor of being present for the official launch of Bible Baptist Church of La Guaranas. This marks the fourth church that we've had the privilege of helping establish during our 17 years of ministry here in the Dominican Republic. And this new work started as a small mission outreach of Bridge Baptist Church, pastored by one of our church planters, Elias Ventura. And so for over a year, they have faithfully labored to build and to disciple a core group of believers. And in the Lord's perfect timing, He provided a like-minded pastor to take the lead in the church planting effort. And God sent Pastor Eduardo Patino, along with his wife Patty, and their three children to our area to shepherd this new congregation. And we're grateful for the Lord's provision and excited about what He will continue to do through this ministry. Please join us in praying for this new church as they proclaim the gospel and they lead others to Christ and help believers grow to maturity in their faith. But let me just stop there a moment to say that the Johnsons are sent out of Temple Baptist Church in Dulles, Virginia, and I have children and grandchildren there, and it's a great church. Pastor Dave Pittman and the Johnsons were sent from there, but now in their years down in the DR, they're seeing people saved and churches built and people trained and then going out in their turn and planting more churches. And Brother Eric also adds that at the end of February, we loaded a bus, made a two-hour journey northeast to the Samana Peninsula to partner with Pastor Carlos and Sarah Mora in a major evangelistic effort. With the help of Pastor Jonathan White and his family, who were ministering with us for that week, we spent the day canvassing the town of El Limon, distributing hundreds of invitations for a special service the following evening. And I've got to add right here that last year, my wife and I were down in the Dominican Republic, and we had the privilege of going up to El Limon and being in the services there with Pastor Carlos and Sarah Mora, and what a blessing that was. Well, back to Brother Johnson's news. He says later that afternoon, we helped Pastor Mora organize and host a basketball tournament at a local court. And through this outreach, several individuals placed their faith in Christ. And we're praying that the Lord will continue to use this effort for His eternal glory and that the seeds planted will bear lasting fruit. And then the Johnsons asked that we would pray for Pastor Eduardo and his family as they ministered in this new church plant, and then for the spiritual growth of teenagers at their camp there, and also for safety and physical and spiritual health. And I will add that Dominican Republic, like some other places in Central America and the Philippines and parts of Africa, very open to the gospel. And we're so happy God's placed these faithful missionary families down there to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.